in Perek Elu Nemamim B'Cholashon, so Tosis has the Gersa Elu Nemamim B'Lashonim, and Tosis explained B'Lashonim means Dafka in B'Lashono, which he understands, B'Lashon Shu Shomea. But according to the Gersa of Elu Nemamim B'Cholashon, so it's Mashma, even if it's a language that he doesn't understand, he can say it in. And that's what's Mashma for Rashi. So it would seem, to explain this machlokes to Rashi and Tosis, it depends on what the halacha is that these things are said b'chol lashon. Is the halacha b'chol lashon because that's considered the primary language, any language, and therefore it's like a kriya b'chichsavim, or is the reason because shal lashonos is because it's targum, it's translation of Lashon HaKodesh. So Tosis holds that it's b'chol lashon is because it's a targum of Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore it has to be a language which he understands, because without that it's not called targum. But Rashi holds that all lashonos are ksheiros because that's considered like kichsavin, like Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore you would not have to understand that language, just like you don't have to understand Lashon HaKodesh. And it would seem to bring a raya that Shal Lashonish is because it's Targum from the Yushalmi, that you're not Yotze with Lashon HaKodesh, you're not Lotze with Targum, other Lashonis, if you know Lashon HaKodesh, if you know Ashuvas. Only when you don't know Ashuvas, you're Yotze B'Shal Lashonis. So you see it said B'Tos Targum. And also the Vayvid in Hilchas Kriyashma in Perek Beis says that a Koy Kriyashma B'shal Lashonis ain't tzoch l'dakta k'yosra. You don't have to be precise if it's for Shal Lashonis in the language and the pronunciation, because it's only a perish. You see that he holds that Shal Lashonis is considered Targum. Now, Tosis in Divrei Maaschil Kriyashma want to distinguish between Kriyashma and Tefillah and Birkas Hamazon, that those are said B'chol Lashon Shu Shomea, but Kiddush of Shabbos and Hallel and Birkas HaPeres and Birkas HaMitzvos is B'chol Lashon Afilo Eino Shomea, even a language which he doesn't understand. So Chayra, you see from Tosis that even a Lashon She'eino Shomea is also called Amira, and he's Mekayim with that mitzvah, the mitzvah Amirasim. And therefore, it's difficult to understand why Tosis Mechala between Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Birkas HaMazon, that there it has to be Dafka in the Lashon that he understands, Shomea. So by Tefillah, we could have understood it has to be Lashon Shu Shomea that he understands, because that's Halacha. That's not halacha b'tos lashon. That's because that's halacha that tefillah requires kavana. But included in the halacha of kavana, it has to be that he understands the language and the words that he's pronouncing. And there's an afkamina if it's because of halacha of lashon or because of kavana. What would be he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, is a lawyer, and he says in the Lashon HaKodesh, if it's a loch of Lashon, so the Kachsava, the Lashon HaKodesh, the way the Bracha was spoken, it would be good. But if it's a loch in Kavana, that you have to stand it, so then L'chaira, you'd have to understand it, even if it's Lashon HaKodesh. But even though we've explained the halacha of tefillah, it's still difficult to understand the distinction why Birkas HaMazon is different than other brachas, and it should only be b'lashon shomea. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Kriya Shema Perek Beis Halacha Yud says kore adam eshma b'chol lashon shiya mevina. The Rambam says it has to be, if it's in shal lashonis, it has to be a language that you understand. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Soita in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin says V'achkach mashpi ha'koyin b'loshen shi makeres. And in Hilchos Shavuos, in Perek Tes, Lachid Beis, says that that the Edim and Adchayiv at Sheyashpiyin b'loshen shi makirin. And so in all these places, the Ram is medactic to say, by Lashon Rishalashonis, that it has to be a language, you know, that they understand. But if you look in the Ram in Hilchos Maisa Sheni, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, by Vidi Maisa, he says it's Nema B'chol Lashon, but he's not medactic to say B'chol Lashon Shu Mevin. So it's a little tzorchi and why. And the Lashon Ram in Hilchos Shavuos, which says Achiyashbiyim B'Lashon Shein Makirim, also mashma, even as Lashon HaKodesh, that you're not chayiv, remember chayiv them, if they don't understand the Lashon, if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And similarly, Hilchos Soita, the Ram says, V'achar kach mashpi ha'koyim b'lashon shimakeres. So it's mashma, even if he's mashpi in Lashon HaKodesh, it has to be language she understands. And even if, and therefore, she wouldn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, it would not be effective. However, by Megillah, it says in the Mishnah, Haloya Shishama Ashuris Yotza. So it's, you see, even if the person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's still Yotza. And similarly, by Kriyashma, it sounds like Yotza B'Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it. And similarly by Vini Meiser. And so that's because all those cases, that if you're reading the Pasha Ksuva in the Torah, Kichsova, so then you're Mekayim the Din Amira. By Sota, the Koyin, when he's Mashpia, since it's a din of shua, so you have to do it in a language that is understood. And as Mashman the Ram in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, that we spoke before. And it could be that the reason you have to understand the language is Halacha and Das by Shavuos, other than by Shavuos. Or we could say that it's a din that Mushman B'Acherim has the halachas of, maybe has a halacha like nusach of shvua, since you see it requires shem, so therefore it has to be a lashon that the nishba understands.